Yes, indeed. And if you want to help keep it running, you can get some help with ASC Certified Technicians expertise. That's Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, where it's just as chilly as it is across the river. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Denny Long. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing quite well, thank you very much. Furnace is working, so I'm grateful for that. And I know we're going to be talking a lot about the cold weather and its effects on our personal vehicle. We're already getting some questions about that. But if you do have any kind of a car care question, and you're going to have to bring your vehicle in for service at your favorite shop, your favorite dealer, and you want to know what might be ailing it, Dan will give you some insight on what might be wrong with the car, truck, or van. So call or text, but keep in mind Dan will be with us till just about 7:45. So don't wait. If you have a question, we'll line you up either on the phone or text messages. Same number applies for either, 651-989-9226. I know we're going to be getting questions about batteries along with this cold weather, and I'm sure that, what do you think? Is you and your crew going to be tied up with mostly those non-starters, you think, this coming week?
Well, you know, it's been a while since we've had severe cold weather like this, Denny. And over the years, cars have changed, and they're better. They're better at starting. Batteries have gotten better, and cars have gotten better at starting. And my memory is that in the cold weather, that it's not like it used to be. It used to be that when it would get cold, like what it's going to get next week, that you know, even a good car wouldn't start. And that's not so true anymore. But I'll tell you what the number one problem is that we see is that the batteries are weak and low on power. Then the cold weather makes that worse, and it makes everything on the engine stiffer. And you go out to crank the engine over, and it simply cranks too slow, and the voltage getting to the spark plugs is too low, and the vehicle just floods. And when a car gets towed in the cold weather because it wouldn't start, almost always it's that the battery's worn out and that the spark plugs are saturated with gas, and the repair ends up being to put a new battery in it, warm it up, put a new battery in it, change the oil, because when you flood a vehicle, the oil gets contaminated with gas. So we change oil, put a new battery in it, and put new spark plugs in it. And that usually takes care of the problem.
And like you said, the newer cars seem to be better starters. And I would imagine, it's just my guess, that because of the thinner viscosity oil, that's got to help a little bit, doesn't it?
Oh, totally. No, all of that. You know, and it's a thin line between it, you know, the car starting and not starting any car in this weather. So if your car has a fresh oil change so that the oil's nice and thin, you have a good, strong battery, your spark plugs have been changed on a regular maintenance, there's a really good chance that your car is going to start and be just fine. And then, of course, the other things, like if your car is garaged, if it gets used, you know, during this cold weather, which is important too, you know, get out and drive it and use it. All of those sorts of things matter too.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's grab a phone call. There's a line open at 651-989-9226, or send a text like some folks are doing. Marilyn is first up here, calling from Bloomington. Marilyn, good morning. You're on with Dan.
Good morning. Thanks, Dan. Regarding tire pressure in cold weather, my tire pressure light's been on for a couple days, and I probably wouldn't care about it, but I'm planning to drive to Illinois. Is this a time to go check it at the filling station or not when it's so cold?
Well, the trouble with getting your tires checked in the cold weather is finding somebody that has a tire pump that's working. You know, most of the ones at the gas station that you put a dollar into and pump up your tires will be froze up and not working. So you'll have to find a shop that has access to an air hose that's inside and warmed up. But if your tire light's on, I would worry about that, because you just don't, unless you can actually get a reading on the tires and know that they're okay, that they're just barely low. But But if your tire light's on, I'd probably worry about that and want to get them filled up because it's, you know, it's, this is going to last several. But if your tire light's on, I'd probably worry about that and want to get them filled up because it's, you know, it's, this is going to last several days and you don't want the problem to get worse. One thing that happens if you have tire, you know, if your tires are leaking a little bit around the rims, which is a very common leak on tires, in the cold weather, that gets worse, and they'll leak faster. So I think you probably want to get your tires filled up.
Yeah, good idea. All right, thanks, Marilyn. We're going to take a quick break here. Bob, you're going to be next on the phone. We have text messages we want to get answered as well. I can tell you the current conditions, it's 3 below 0 officially here in the Twin Cities. The wind chill at a minus 23. Not much of a warm-up at all for the next week or so. Stay with us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue. Exactly where are you in case folks need your help this day or this coming week, Dan?
Well, we are at 982 Grand Avenue, Denny, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call as soon as this morning, 651-228-1316.
Very good. And we're going to get you that phone number before Dan leaves us, which will be about 7:45 this morning. So if you do have any kind of a car care question for Dan, call it in or text it in sooner rather than later at 651-989-9226. Well, Dan, we promised Bob and Champlin that he would be next up on the phone. Thanks for waiting, Bob. What's your question for Dan?
Well, thank you and good morning. I have a 2001 Lincoln Town Car with actually 92,000 miles on it. And each morning, each day when I get to start to use the car, within the last couple of weeks, the oil light will come on and it'll stay on till the car is somewhat warmed up. And then for the rest of the time I'm using the car during the day, it doesn't come on at all. Just when I get up in the morning or in the afternoon when I use the car, the light will come on and it will go off.
Well, I tell you what the test procedure is going to be for that, Bob, and you do need to have it tested. We're going to remove the pressure, the oil pressure sensor on your vehicle, and we're going to put a mechanical gauge in where the oil pressure sensor goes, and we're going to monitor the oil pressure with a different type of gauge and see what's going on. So, of course, you'll have to plan on leaving it out overnight and or wherever you take it. This is what they'll do. You'll have to plan on leaving it overnight, so it'll do it in the morning, and then they're going to see what the actual oil pressure is when you're starting the vehicle in the morning. And if the oil pressure with a mechanical gauge is normal, then they're going to replace the sensor, and that'll probably take care of your problem. If the oil pressure in the morning when it's cold is not normal, if it indeed is low, then they're going to have to get into figuring out where you're losing oil pressure. Is it the oil pump, or is there a restriction somewhere, or what's going on that's causing the oil pressure to be low in the morning? But I think most likely what you're going to find out is that the oil pressure is normal in the morning, and they're probably going to put a new sensor in, and I bet that'll take care of it for you.
All right, very good. Thanks, Bob. 651-989-9226 for your phone call or your text for Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. A couple of related questions, Dan, about batteries. This one says, what brand of batteries does Lloyd's carry? And another listener said, what are considered the best car batteries available to buy these days? Well, I know what kind you sell there at Lloyd's, but I don't know if you want to talk brand or not.
Well, I'll mention that we carry Interstate batteries. And, you know, we carry them because in our research, I believe that's to be the best, strongest battery. And I also like the fact that they're a national battery. So if you're traveling anywhere in the country, you can get warranty taken care of on it. And we found them to be good people to work with. So that's the reason that we carry Interstate. But that being said, most batteries are made for the companies that have their label by just a few three or four different manufacturers. And there's a difference in the manufacturing process. They make the batteries to a certain specification for the people that are buying them or the companies that are selling them. But they're all made pretty much, or, you know, pretty much by just a few different companies. So that's something to think about too. I think when it comes to batteries, you know, they're pretty much based on pricing. You can get good, better, best. And in Minnesota, with our extreme weather conditions, not only the cold, but also the hot, which is just as hard on a battery, I think that we want to have the best battery we can possibly buy in our cars, because it's, you know, it's what gets you going, and you don't want to have trouble. And if you make a mistake and leave a light on or something like that, you want a period of time that you can get by with that. And so the best thing you can do is get the best battery possible.
Yep, very good. Let's go back to the phones, Dan. I think John in Bloomington has been waiting there. John, what's your question for Dan Burns?
Hi, good morning. I'm 72, and years ago, we were always told that when you shut your car off at night, turn off all your accessories. So in the morning when you go to start your car, the battery power is going towards just starting the car. Is that still true today?
Well, I think that's true. A lot of cars, you don't have a choice. On a lot of cars, there's a whole bunch of lights and stuff that turn on. But I think that that's true, that in the morning, especially these severely cold mornings, that's a good idea, that it's you want to offer as much power right away as you possibly can. And the best way to accomplish that is to not be using that power some other way. And so I think that what you just said is a good idea, and you should probably practice that.
Very good. Good question. Here's another one. I know we have to have a look at that cold forecast in a moment or two. But this listener, Dan, says, do you think tack welding two pieces of channel iron in front and behind the catalytic converter would deter theft?
I think it will deter theft. We do that, actually, if people request us to do that. And, you know, the thieves are lazy, and they don't, if there's way too much opportunity for them. So if they get under your car and see that there's any sort of deterrent, I think they'll just move on to the next one. They won't pursue trying to take care of your car, or, you know, get after your car. So I think anything you can do to deter them would be just fine. That's a good idea.
Yep. Yeah, they want to do it quickly. All right, Dan, we're going to take a bit of a break here. Keep in mind, Dan will take his leave about 7:45 this morning. Any kind of a car care question, call it in or text it in, 651-989-9226. The weather straight ahead here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long on this end with Dan Burns, ASE certified technician from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul, helping you out as he's done for so many years. Here's one, Dan, a text message for Dan and his, I'm quoting now, great car care show. Thank you for that. Says that he has a 2015 Chrysler Tonic Country. Have never been happy with the intensity of the nighttime headlights. Is one able to simply switch out to a brighter LED bulb, or do you have to change out the whole headlight assembly to get the higher intensity? Comes from Bill.
Well, I think both, depending upon what bulb is in there, they do make an aftermarket bulb that would be better, that you can make them a little bit brighter. But I've never found anybody that's been particularly successful with that. And oftentimes I think it's just the design of the vehicle that you're dealing with, and that makes it hard to change it out. And even if you change the whole headlight assembly, that's complicated too, to switch it over to a HED bulb or something like that, because there's other wiring and stuff that's involved. So if your headlights are clean. In other words, if the headlight, if the headlights themselves have been buffed and they're clean and shiny, then you know, that's an important thing to do. You can check and see if there's an aftermarket bulb that's available, and try putting that bulb in and see if it makes a difference. And the other thing you can do is make sure that your headlights are adjusted properly, that they're, you know, not pointing down into the ground too much or up into the air too much, because if they're not adjusted correctly, they won't work properly for you either. So check those things. But beyond that, I think it's starting to become a crapshoot, and I don't know if you'll find any success with any of the other options or not.
The listener says this, Dan: are there any precautions I should take when washing my car in this cold weather?
You do not wash your car in this severe cold weather, unless you have a warm place to store it and, you know, let it dry off properly. But if you're going to wash your car and take it out into the cold weather, I think that that's just plain a bad idea, because water does drip down into the doors and locks and the locking mechanisms. And in this severe cold weather, it freezes before it dries, and you're going to have trouble. So I just think that in this severe cold weather, it's not a good idea to wash your car right now.
Unless you have
a warm place to store it. If you store it underneath in a you know, warm garage, then it's a great time to wash your car, because it'll stay clean.
That's right. Good point. Good question. Texter says, are block heaters worth it in this cold weather?
You know, they're almost not available anymore. You can, some cars have them as original equipment component that you can plug the car in and heat it up. Heat the engine up a little bit. And yes, warming the engine up makes a difference, but we've found that the aftermarket block heaters cause more trouble than they're worth, so we don't install them anymore. So I guess to answer your question, no, I don't think that they're worth the trouble that they can cause.
We get this question from time to time, no matter what season, but Texter says, is it safe to use sea foam in your fuel tank in the winter?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Any of those gasoline or oil additives, if you're sold on them, and a lot of people are, and they might be a great idea, you certainly can use them in the cold weather. And in fact, it's probably a good time to do it if that's the case.
All right, and I'm going to alert our listeners, too, that if we don't get, and we won't, unfortunately, all the text messages, I'm going to save them, Dan, and we'll open up the show next week with those, because it'll still be cold 1 week from today.
Talk about how people survived the cold and how it all worked.
we'll have a follow-up. We have a couple of minutes to go. Here's a text that says, we just bought a brand new 40 miles on it, an Acura. Any recommendations on break-in for the engine? Is that necessary these days with the newer cars? What do you think, Dan?
You know, they don't recommend it, but I do on my new cars. When I buy a new car, I do the oil change prematurely. In other words, if it recommends to go 5,000 miles, I'll do it at 2,000 or 3,000 miles. So I'll do the first oil change prematurely, and I'll drive it just a little bit easy. If I buy a fancy, high-performance car, I don't go out and test it the first day. I give it a chance to, you know, wear in just a little bit before I do that. So it's probably not necessary. In the owner's manual, they don't talk about it, and they don't really, they don't say anything about recommending it. But because I'm old-fashioned, I do that with my own vehicles.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. Take it easy for a while. We're just about out of time, and if folks do need the help, the assistance of Lloyd's Automotive, how do we get in touch with you guys this morning and this coming week?
Well, you can give us a call. We'll be there in a little bit here this morning at 651-228-1316. You can find us on the internet at lloydsautomotive.net, L L LOYDS, LloydsAutomotive.net, or come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria, Denny, as you know.
Yes, indeed, and I'll be there one of these days for another oil change. Well, Dan, you stay warm. Good luck to you and your crew, and we'll talk to you 1 week from today.
Thanks, Denny.
Have a good week. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell straight ahead with his wine chat. Then get those lawn and garden questions ready here on News Talk 830 WCCO.